we have seen bonfires reduce in numbers over the last number of years, but I suppose traditionally they would have been made from natural materials, wood and straw, but in more recent years lots of waste materials end up on bonfires, such as tires, mattresses, furniture, plastics, and these, once they're set on fire, create very harmful dioxins that are released into the atmosphere, you know. So we're trying to encourage people just to enjoy Halloween and, you know, to try and avoid, you know, attending a bonfire or avoid building a bonfire if possible.
Coupled with that, we've seen in years previous the fire service stretched to the limit, and, you know, more often than enough, maybe this could prevent them from attending a very serious incident because they're attending these bonfires.
Yes, well, I suppose between the fire service and our own council environment staff, we our environment staff would monitor a number of areas where in the past we have seen materials being collected for bonfire night. We might get calls from concerned communities, and you know, we will try our best where possible to maybe deal with some build-ups, but it can be difficult to catch them all you know, in the lead-up to bonfire night. So we would just appeal to people, look, don't provide waste materials to anybody collecting for bonfire night, and also to businesses, you know, to make sure that their premises are secure, and not to hand anything over to anybody collecting for bonfire night as well.